Good morning, church. It's great to see you this morning. I'll just wait for you. Just kidding. Okay. Well, I'm going to start with announcements. First of all, I just want to give a fantastic report about yesterday's 360 conference. I didn't count. Were there about 12 of us? 15 of us. So that was a really great turnout. And about 350 people up in Lansing. And we all had a great time. I know if you talk to anybody who went, they would gladly give you a snippet from their classes. In fact, we should probably do that in the next couple weeks because we did that last year, just a little report. If you have not gone, you should consider going. It is not just for leadership. It is very refreshing. And it's not that far away, and you get great church fellowship. You get to see what we are part of, more of Church of God, and meeting people is just really neat. And in my prayer class, I was just struck by, you know, that story, Elijah, at one point in his ministry, he goes, God, am I the only one? And then God says, no, there's 7,000 others. And that's what I'm reminded of when I go to things like that. It's so refreshing to meet other believers. So come with us next year. Okay, so we have a care team meeting this Thursday at 6:30 at Jan's. Is that right? Okay. Come check it out if you've never done that. And Fresh Food Initiative, is that what you said? Yeah, it's right in front of me. Tomorrow at 2. It's just that it's out of order, so I get confused. And then I had a couple announcements that are not on here. One, I think there is a growing desire for some kind of ladies' breakfast, maybe once a month. So feedback on that is welcome. I think that we could go to different ladies' homes. We can certainly do it here, but the house, the home is more warm. So maybe we're looking at putting that together in the next month or so. Talk to me or Jessica or Bonnie. And one more thing. Our Seder dinner is coming up. That's going to be Palm Sunday. That's in 2 weeks. So I will send out the meal sign-up thing. We had some fantastic participation last year. All of your food was delicious. So I'll put on the sign-up what, you know, we need, like, however many sides. But it's more of a menu, if you remember. There will be, hopefully, lamb again. And, Evan, we loved your, what that was, matzo ball soup. So... plan for that, and also I will need a headcount for that. So look at your calendars and then try to get back with those RSVPs as soon as you can. That's it for my announcements. Martha, do you want to come and lead us in prayer?
Okay, I found one prayer card filled out up in front. If you have another one and you want to bring it up to me, you can. Glenda filled one out, Glenda Childs, and she is suffering back pain. And so we're going to lift her up before the Lord. And here comes one from Steve. Thank you. Okay, Jessica. Jessica has an aunt that passed away. We're very sorry for that. So we're going to lift up her uncle and cousin. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Linda said her dad was put on hospice care last night. So we'll definitely lift that up before the Lord. Sarah's back. Okay. All right. Let's take these needs before the Lord. Yes. Oh, down here? Susan, surgery for a ruptured appendix. That sounds serious. All of these are important, and God knows each and every one of them. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer collectively. Father God, we thank you and praise you for this day that you have given us. We love the sunshine, Father. We thank you that you are on your throne and you have everything under control. And we just appreciate you, and we thank you for the opportunity to be together here in this church building. We are the body, Lord, and we ask that you, as the head, would take and intervene over all of these needs. Father, we thank you for your healing power. There is no other way. We take medicine, we go to doctors, but ultimately you are the one that heals, Lord. So we lift up all these needs. And Lord, we thank you that you comfort us when we are grieving and for this family that has lost a loved one. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to be with them today and in the days to come. Relieve some of their pain and help them to rely on you and to just hold on to the good memories they have. Father, we thank you and praise you for everybody that's here, that you have brought them together, and that we can praise you. We don't come here to be seen, Lord, or to see who else is here. We come to worship you, Lord. And we thank you for the praise team and all the gifts and talents they use to lead us into worship. And we thank you for Pastor Kenny and bringing him here to us, Lord, to lead us. And we ask an anointing on him this morning as he brings the word. And Lord, open our spiritual ears and our hearts that we might hear the word and be changed. Don't let us leave, Lord, being the same. And may we, as we go through our week, see opportunities to share the gospel, to bring people closer to you, Lord, to help make you real to people that are dying and that are in a lost and dark world. They need you, Jesus, and you are depending upon us to bring them to you. So give us your grace, Lord, and your mercy. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
All right, will you stand with me and celebrate our God together?
Hallelujah. Song.
for being the Lord of all. You hold our lives in your hand. You hold this whole world in your hand, all the nations. And you have been enthroned on our praises for 1,000 generations, long before we were ever here. We were just a thought in your mind. We welcome you here. We want you to speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
It's kind of cool to be up here seeing all these faces. This is nice. So back to stewardship, we think about taking care of stuff generally, our riches and our time and our talents. But what came to my mind this week was relationships. How are we stewards? That relationships are gifts. So how are we are stewards of our relationships? And what are these relationships? I think of coworkers and friends and, of course, family. Which one of those gets the most attention? And how do I pick those? Family is kind of a given. Somewhere... I wrote it down here. 1 Timothy 5:8, it basically says if we're not providing for our family, we're not very good. That's a serious paraphrase, right? But there's a problem if we're not providing for our family. But this is one of those little bit of a dichotomy that we find in the Bible, because there's other places that says, Jesus was calling people. And somebody says, let me take care of my family. Let me bury my father first. And Jesus is like, let the dead bury their dead. Let me read this out of Matthew 12, starting in verse 47. So Jesus is in the midst of his ministry, so to speak. He's talking to the crowds. And his mom and his brothers are like looking for him. And so someone said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." So, as I thought about this, family's a given. We're going to take care of our family. But there's others we need to take care of. There's other relationships we need to build. And we do that based on our interests, hobbies, work. Often we neglect the mission that we talked about in this Bible study. Are we partnering? And are we developing relationships? We talk about spiritual warfare. Are we developing relationships and being good stewards of those relationships with our brothers and sisters and fellow warriors? So with that, I'm going to invite our ushers to come. And we can just take this time and reflect on the gifts God's given us, the relationships he's developed over the years, and how we're going to be stewards of those. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the blessings that are just abundant, beyond all we could ask or hope. And so as we come and just take a moment to reflect on all these things you've given us, and how we take care of them, and how we turn them back to praise and to service, and how we can come alongside others to do that. So I just pray for your blessing on these moments, and this time, and these givers. In Jesus' name, amen. And while they're doing that, why don't we dismiss the children?
This next song is one that kind of popped into my head as pastor's been preaching the last little while. It's about things that that sort of have, I don't know. Our church is a family, and we have no one to thank but God for that. And we keep coming together, being cohesive, doing His will. And that's what this song is about. You can stay seated or you can stand. It's up to you. But I love this song. Let's do it. Look what God has done. He redeemed us with His blood. We were lost and dead in sin. He came for us. Look what God has done. He adopted us in love. We were orphans without hope. Now His children. Who are we that He would save us? Who are we that He would send us? To God be glory through Christ our Savior's church. Through all generations, to God be glory, through Christ our Savior's word. Forever and ever. Look what God has done. Through His sacrifice we're one. Sinners unified by grace, bound together. Look what God has done. By His Spirit through His Son. By the power of His hand, He is sending. Who are we that He would save us? Who are we? Send us to God be glory through Christ our Savior's church. Through all generations, to God be glory through Christ our Savior's word. Forever and ever lift your compassion, see His mercy for us. Raise your voice and thank Him. See the church He's building, see the lost He's saving. Look at Jesus Christ, He redeems His precious bride. By His costly sacrifice, we're invited. See the wisdom of His ways. In the mystery of grace, every age and every race, we're united. Who are we that He would save us? Who are we that He would send us? To God be glory through Christ our Savior's church. Through all generations, to God be glory, through Christ our Savior's word, forever and ever.
join me in prayer? Lord, we give you praise that you have blessed us so abundantly. Lord, we look for the opportunity that your grace would empower us to step out in faith, in the boldness that you give us to share the gospel. We pray for that boldness. We pray for those words that only you can give us in that moment, Lord, to be witnesses of your love, your mercy, and your grace. For the forgiveness, Lord, that you offer so freely. In Jesus' name, help us to share it. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Actually, stick around and have some time of fellowship.